The following recording is copyright 2014, Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
It's a joy to be with you this evening to celebrate the rite of election for you all who are going to be entering the church this Easter or are going to receive, who have already been baptized, are going to receive Eucharist and confirmation at Easter. It's a joy to come with you to not only celebrate this rite of election, but also to bring you a message, an important message. You know, every year, the Holy Father issues a special message at the beginning of Lent. And it's kind of long. And so I don't think I'm going to read it tonight. Okay. But I'd like to summarize a couple points he makes. He focuses on this passage from St. Paul. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that by his poverty you might become rich. And then the Pope asks, what does Jesus' invitation to a life of evangelical poverty mean to us today? His answer is that Jesus shows us how God works, and thus how we are to work. And he makes two points. First, he points out that God does not reveal himself to us cloaked in worldly power or wealth. That's not how we encounter God. God reveals himself to us in weakness and in poverty. A baby born in poverty in a barn. A man, innocent man, convicted and crucified. Though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor. Notice that we are not saved by Jesus' riches as the second person of the Blessed Trinity, so much as we are by him pouring himself out for us in the poverty of his self-sacrificing love. Hanging on the cross, which is a central symbol of our faith, his poverty was extreme. He possessed nothing. At that point, not even his clothing. And yet he possessed a superabundance of the only thing that matters, his Father's love. The second point that the Pope makes is that destitution is not the same thing as poverty. Destitution is poverty without hope. And Jesus came to bring hope. He's not calling us to hopelessness. He's calling us to a fuller life. He also notes that we are obligated to do all in our power to bind the wounds that disfigure the human family. And he talks about three kinds of destitution, three kinds of poverty without hope. There's the material destitution of those who lack the basic necessities of life. There's the moral destitution of those who are enslaved to vices, to addictions, sin. And there's the spiritual destitution of those who turn away from God and reject his love and find themselves in a life that no longer has hope. Well, today Jesus sends us forth to be joyful heralds of his message of mercy and hope. This means us imitating Jesus, who sought out the poor and sinners as a shepherd lovingly seeks out his sheep. Lent is a fitting time for self-denial. We would do well to ask ourselves what we can give up in order to enrich others with our poverty.